Ducks at Dawn. Waist-deep in dark water that laps his camo coat and waders, winter's worst hinting on the cypress wind, he needs to bring them in. For the arrowed flock flying 90 feet above his blind, a dozen decoys floating in the flooded marsh are not enough to lure them down to him. Through barreled wood and sculpted reed, cold-fisted fingers fanning open, he calls, calls, waits, calls. A nod would give him away. One by one, green wings turn and burn their descent through the morning glare towards reflected forest gold, letting the light frame their flight a spiral of broken sky. He rises through the reeds, leads, aims, shoots, misses, but makes his mark when a drake above him flares. In the shattered hush, a flush of feathers spreads, then shreds into a drop. His dog spots with an icy splash that shatters mud-crust glass and mirrored sky to shake the coming day awake and take his very breath away.